This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Heathrow Airport in London. We've been talking about it all day on the news. They're planning to resume flights. I think they've started, at least attempted to, within the last hour or so. This after a large fire at an electrical substation killed the power to Europe's busiest flight hub. They had to shut down the place. And that, as you can imagine, disrupted global travel for hundreds of thousands of people, including folks trying to get out of JFK. It's where we begin our news on this Friday. 1010 Wins newsman Mac Rosenberg at the airport with a power outage across the pond, messing things up, even here.
Cyprus Rollins is playing it cool for someone who had to go through this.
Basically, we were just flying over and had like halfway across the Atlantic Ocean, had to take a little U-turn and head back.
Take a little U-turn. You have to appreciate his level-headedness. He was trying to get to London for a business trip and is now scheduled to fly out Sunday. Brett had luck on his side trying to get home to Chicago from Madrid through Heathrow.
Everybody's trying to rebook, so it's, you know, what that's like, right? So I ended up getting one seat on Delta from Madrid to New York, and now I'm on my way to Chicago.
Oh, good. I made it.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM at JFK.
Yeah, cooler heads prevail. Otherwise, folks would have been just cussing trying to get out of there. We'll keep you posted, by the way, on things out of there. That is a very important hub, of course, just as JFK and LaGuardia and Newark Liberty is here. A lot of flights go through there to anywhere in the world. They have to go through Heathrow, so that is quite impactful. We will keep you posted on those situations. Two people in custody after what appears to have been a carjacking Sunday, which took a lady's prize Maserati out of her hands for a while. But more importantly, her even more valuable cat to her was inside. Juliet Papanow with how the story ended.
Manhattan architect Ronette Riley was driving home on the West Side Highway when she was bumped from behind. She and the apologetic Mercedes driver pulled over on 95th Street.
I get out of the car. I look at my bumper. There's no damage. I go to look at their bumper. I turn around and see my car take off.
They fled with her fancy car and her fancy cat, Eiley, a hairless sphinx. Riley's assistant, Paige Lundgren, launched a search on social media as an Inwood restaurant owner saw something outside. He took a picture and called his wife.
Look at that cute shirt she's wearing. That's not a stray cat. That's someone's indoor house cat that's obviously lost.
Ronette and Eiley were reunited. The car was totaled on the Whitestone Bridge. Two men under arrest. Juliet Papa, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM.
A 16-year-old boy indicted on murder charges today in connection to the fatal stabbing of a 14-year-old kid outside of McDonald's in Queens. That incident happened last month. Queens DA Melinda Katz says this death is particularly tragic because of the agents involved. She says two groups were fighting outside a Sunnyside McDonald's on Queens Boulevard between 38th and 39th on Valentine's Day. Cops say the fight began inside the restaurant but spilled outside to the parking lot.
They say sources told 1010 Winds up to 20 kids were out there fighting from different high schools, fist fighting. Many of them wore masks. They say that's when the 16-year-old whipped out a knife and allegedly stabbed 14-year-old Julian Cornell in the left side of his torso and ran off. The boy ran across Queens Boulevard before he passed out and later died at a hospital. If convicted, the suspect could get 25 years to life in prison. Well, guess who caught the bus to work today here in the city? Governor Kathy Hochul. Part of the goal was to show New Yorkers that congestion pricing is working, and President Trump. She took a route along the 14th Street busway to show how easy it is to get around now. As you know, today was the deadline to shut the program down. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy gave the MTA a 30-day reprieve, wink, wink. But the MTA and the governor say regardless, they weren't going to shut it down anyway, citing an 11% reduction in traffic, 30% faster commutes on the bridges and tunnels, and more than 70% reduction in car honking complaints. She told reporters Trump needs to see the difference congestion pricing has made, and let's cut it with all the noise and threats.
I think there's always going to be threats coming out of Washington, tweets from secretaries. I have a direct communication line to the president, and I feel confident that we'll find a path forward that sustains this important source of not just revenue, but a way that stimulates a quality of life and a vitality in the city that we've not seen in a long time.
Yeah, she says Broadway attendance is up nearly 20%. Restaurant reservations are up. Retail sales are up, on track to increase nearly $1 billion. And oh, yeah, she says transit ridership on buses, subways and the LIRR are way up. So a lot of pluses there. Also today, the governor announced 20 nominations for state and national registers of historic places. Marcus Garvey Park, the Octagon House in Columbiaville, and Jewish Cemetery in Buffalo all on the list, as well as St. Edward the Martyr in East Harlem and Harlem, listen to me, and then Stuyvesant Gardens in Bed-Stuy also included. The governor says New York's historic places tell the stories of where people have altered the enduring legacy we cherish. It's fancy governor's talk for these places are pretty cool. They're part of our legacy and we should preserve them. Getting on the state and national register can help owners in revitalizing properties, making them eligible for various public preservation programs and services like state grants and historic rehab tax credits. Columbia University protester Mahmoud Khalil appeared in an immigration court today at a remote detention center in Louisiana. His lawyer's still fighting to get him freed. The 30-year-old, who is a legal U.S. resident with no criminal record, sat next to an empty chair as his lawyer participated in a video conference. It was actually a scheduling hearing. The judge set a full hearing for April the 8th. Still trying to get him out of Louisiana and back up here to New Jersey as the thing plays out. In Brooklyn, a teacher at Sunset Park Prep under arrest now, charged with allegedly putting a 13-year-old student in a chokehold.
A DOE teacher has been arrested after putting a 13-year-old student in a chokehold. Police say that Elvin Ventura, who works for the DOE as a teacher, is now behind bars, and he's facing charges, including strangulation, criminal obstruction of breathing, assault, harassment, and endangering the welfare of a child. Police sources say this happened after the 13-year-old student didn't want to change into a school uniform, and that's when Ventura attacked him in the school's cafeteria. We also do know that Sunset Park Prep and MS 821 shared the same building. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Sunset Park, Brooklyn.
And suburban reservoirs, which supply about 10% of the water in New York, getting saltier due to decades of road salt being spread near the system. EPA Commissioner Rohit Argawala says if we don't change our ways, in 2100, the Croton Water System becomes a nice recreational facility, but we can no longer use it as a water supply. This is concentrations of chlorides are on track to exceed the state's maximum contaminant level for chloride by the year 2108.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.